Peace. Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Talk with Malcolm and Eli.
Yes, sir.
We're back in the building. My man just had his 24th birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
24 years old. God
my
damn.
Kobe year.
Kobe year, man. It's good times here, man. Good times. Man. Don't get old.
30 is around the corner.
Don't get old, man. Don't get old like me, man. You know what I'm saying? And I got my walkout. You know, don't get old. You know, 30 is just, man. You know, it's over the hill,
listen,
man.
I got to keep dyeing my hair to try man. To... Not, I have these gray hairs and whatnot. I don't have no gray hairs, but thank God.
I actually do have gray hairs, and listen. I'm actually offended. You actually made that joke. But thank you guys for joining. We appreciate it.
This is episode
14. 14. Yes. 14. So, we are going to talk about some stuff. We got the GTA 6 trailer that we're going to talk about. We actually just did a reaction video, so you can go watch that. Hit one of the buttons up here whenever they come in. So, we check that out. House of Dragons,
the teaser trailer came out.
Dropped for that.
That looks
Godzilla crazy. And Kong, Godzilla X Kong, whatever. Yes. I don't know how they do it.
I'm interested in seeing who the villain is for that.
I already know who it is. We're going to talk about it. Okay?
And the Boys teaser trailer came out.
The Boys season trailer dropped as well. So let's get into it. Which one we want to talk about first?
Let's do House of Dragons.
Let's do House of Dragons. So the House of Dragons teaser trailer drop. It's not the full trailer, it's the teaser trailer.
Yeah.
And the only thing I have to say for people who know, a son for a son.
Blood and cheese, man.
Blood and cheese. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. If you know, you know. But I'm excited for it. It looks really, really good.
Rhaenyra looks a little skinny. Like, she lost a little weight in her...
Stress, Eli. Yeah, her son just got eaten by Vhagar.
I understand that. I'm just saying.
Stress. And these people are actors, not really continuing. Right. It's been 2 years since the last episode, Eli.
You're right. I'm just saying. That's all I noticed. It looks really good. Vhagar looks the biggest.
Yeah, that's
crap.
Bro. That was the best shot of the trailer. With the holes in the wings, since Vhagar's so old. Bro, super tough. I'm excited for that one.
I'm excited to see. I like the way Team Green looks in terms of like their demeanor, walking around like they run the place.
Yes.
Yo,
it's the quietest cat. That scene when Aegon II was crowned king.
Right.
That whole sequence was probably one of the best sequences in the series.
It was.
Like, even though like Aegon II, dickhead.
Yeah.
But that series was just that sequence was fire. But yes.
And this is probably going, like, the first few scenes that we saw in the teaser trailer is probably going to be the only scene where we see everybody alive enough before the big stuff happens. I'm not trying to tease anything.
So this season is only going to be 8 episodes.
You sure?
It's only going to be 8 episodes.
Damn.
So a lot of things are going to happen
kind of quickly. I hope they don't rush it, though, because it's 8 episodes. Like,
I think it's going to end, and this is not a spoiler, because this they're taking from source material.
True.
I think it's going to end, the season's going to end with the Battle of Rook's Rest.
Is that the one where...
it's a big dragon fight sequence.
Okay, I know which one you're talking about.
I think that's how the season is going to end.
Okay.
In 8 episodes, I think that gives you more to work with later seasons.
Okay, gotcha.
Because the Dance of Dragons is only...
But so much.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
George R.R. did mention, like, they can only really squeeze out 4 seasons out.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 if they really wanted to. But he's, like, really telling it only be 4 seasons before they move on to, what's the other, Aegon, the first Aegon, the one with the big dragon.
With the conquest of Westeros. Yeah.
And that's when we get the biggest dragon.
Yeah, Beleriand the Black Dread.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely get that.
I want to see that one. Yes,
confirm that they're working on that one, because it's gonna be the House of Dragons is basically the whole storyline of the Targaryens.
Yes.
It's not just the Dance of Dragons. Yes. So that's pretty much it. But I am excited about it, and I'm ready.
Looks really good. So apparently they got a new showrunner, because the former showrunner...
He quit
because they didn't want to... HBO didn't want to let his wife be a producer on the show. Even though she was a producer on the show for, like, episode 1 or something like that.
Gotcha.
She produced. So I don't know what that's about.
Got it.
You know, take with that what you may.
As long as he's a good producer... I don't have no problems.
I just want them in season 2.
Do not go away from the source material.
I think they're doing better with that. But just like the way they shot some of the scenes that were too dark.
Like, I do remember either episode 5 or episode 6 of the first season, that whole episode was dark.
It was mad dark, and what they did was they shot it in the daytime but tried to put a filter on it to make it look like it was night. And then it just threw off, like, with the way the camera was hitting everybody, it just threw everything off. Some of those episodes were dark. I will say. That's, you know, but hopefully they fixed that.
Other than that, it was a great season.
I saw a clip that said from Emilia Clarke, who played Daenerys. She said she doesn't watch House of Dragons. And the way she said it, right? The way she said it's like somebody inviting you to a high school reunion that's not your year.
True.
I kind of get it. But what I also said
also, too, I understand too, because a lot of the actors did not like that last season.
They didn't like it. I think that left bad taste in mouth. And I also said, like, there's no, because she worked on the show, there's no magic of the show watching it. Because you know, obviously the dragons are not real, but you know what that looks like in pre-production. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So
that
I think, like, it's a mixture of all of it.
That is true. Very true.
So that is dropping next summer, right?
Yeah, next summer, 2024. It's been a 2-year gap, so you know.
Which is here. Dope.
If you're Team Green, I'm not rocking with you.
You know what I think is gonna happen? This is what I want them to do, and this is what good writers do.
Aemon,
right?
I
think they're gonna make Aemon like a character, like he's a jerk, but we like him.
Right. Because I know the biggest jerk is gonna be Aegon the Second.
Aegon the Second, yes.
He's gonna be the biggest jerk.
So very excited to see that. Godzilla X Kong, Godzilla and Kong. I don't know how they're.
It's Godzilla.
Yeah, I don't know how they Godzilla and Kong, because it was Godzilla versus Kong.
I saw the trailer. I liked it. Got a little confused in certain parts.
What are you confused in? Let me help you. Let me help you.
Who's the little monkey?
Don't know who that is.
Okay.
No, so I think okay. Because the fur was red, it was a little ape. Right. Huge.
Yeah.
His fur is red. I think he is related to the bad guy who was dubbed Scar King.
Got it.
Scar King is another big ape. He looks like an orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
Is he
bigger than King Kong?
I think he is bigger than Kong. I think he's actually one of the first great apes.
I think
he is bigger than Kong. Now, because I heard some, you know, stuff around this. Because in the last Godzilla Kong movie, there was a lot of a mystery surrounding Kong's
backstory,
origin, where's he from? Is any more around? And some of the clips in the trailer, I did see some big gorillas. Oh snap!
Right.
Fire.
So this might be his own
fire. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So Godzilla and him apparently are gonna team up against him.
Now then the question becomes: did Kong get banished from his own people, or are these just? Oh, they're different brands of, different breeds of...
I'm not sure.
Because these are orangutans.
So in the original Kong Skull Island movie, remember, he said Kong is a baby. His parents died.
Oh, right.
Remember the guy? Okay, he said Kong is just a baby.
Right.
And then by the time it gets to now, because I was in the 60s, that's why he's way bigger.
Now,
that's why they had it made a sense for the Godzilla versus Kong. Because Godzilla's way bigger than him.
Right.
So that was that. So I think Kong doesn't know where he's from.
Gotcha.
And also, I think, because if you see the promotional materials for this, they keep saying bow to your new king or something like that. I think this is where Kong gets the King Kong.
Right, because they haven't really called him.
They've just been calling him Kong.
Yeah, they've just been calling him Kong. I like it.
So I think, because we saw the Godzilla King of Monsters movie, that was the second Godzilla movie. I think the above world, that's Godzilla, Hollow Earth is gonna be Kong, King Kong.
Got you. Are we ever gonna get a sequel to Kong's solo movie?
I don't know.
Okay, because so far it's just been him teaming up with.
That's true. I don't know. I don't think so, actually.
Godzilla. Okay.
I think this is gonna be kind of it. You know what I'm saying?
Just like
Captain America: Civil War was Captain America movie, but it was an Avengers movie.
Right. True.
That's how I think they're gonna do with this.
Very true.
I think because if you see the trailer, Godzilla was in hibernation. He came out pink different. I think most of the movie he's gonna be in hibernation.
Okay.
So most of the movie is gonna take place in Hollow Earth.
Until they wake him up. And then
that's what I think is gonna happen.
Gotcha. Okay.
You heard it here first, folks.
Hey.
You heard it here first.
All righty. I like it. I'm gonna definitely check that out.
So let's talk about GTA 6.
Yeah.
So we watched the trailer.
Looks amazing.
Incredible.
Looks amazing.
Looks incredible.
I was really speechless in a lot of scenes.
I'm just like, yo, is that a game? Like, how did they do that?
Right.
And it looked like gameplay footage. Like,
yeah, definitely. I do like the fact they did a good job with giving us enough, but not too much.
They didn't give us anything, really. It just showed us, but they didn't give us, like, any hints at the story. Right. They didn't give us what things you can actually do in the game.
But it looks like most of the stuff that we're accustomed to from GTA 5 is still in this game.
Yes,
but a little bit more extra stuff, I guess.
And it's two main characters. It's Lucia, and I don't know the other guy's name.
Yeah, they didn't mention his name.
They're going to do the same character switches that you could do in GTA 5. You could do with him.
Now, they did mention... Oh, I do like the colors of it. The colors were vibrant. It's
Miami Vice, man.
Yeah. Miami Vice. The buildings were insane. It looked clean. It looked... Like you said, it looked like areas that you... If you did go to Miami, you would recognize.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, that took their time. And apparently, like, the map is huge.
Yeah, two times.
We got alligators in people's pools.
Right.
People in Florida deal with that.
Some flamingos.
I saw big cargo ships. That's where the coke is at. Okay. That's where the coke boats. That's where we're gonna be running drugs.
I like that. And other news, speaking of GTA, somebody leaked the map as well. One of the Rockstar devs' sons.
That's crazy. You just got your dad fired for what?
Yeah, for real. That one, they're gonna figure out who leaked that one. I'm pretty sure because it's the son.
But the trailer leaked a day early.
But the trailer leaked a day early, and then they had to just kind of rip it.
Yeah, they had to pull it out. Like, I got it.
I am happy that I'm only happy that they leaked it early because fans got to see it. We saw it live, but fans got to see it early.
I think spoiling stuff and leaking stuff, it gets too far sometimes.
I agree.
Like, as a fandom, as a community, let's just enjoy it, not just try to ruin everything.
You would think that we could be a little bit more patient.
Yeah.
And more, okay.
They said tomorrow.
I see, yeah. and that is true.
Some hackers are just like, nah.
Now, for example, if this had got leaked two weeks earlier, would you feel the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
Because, I'm saying.
2 weeks earlier without an announcement?
Yeah, let's say that because
I think the reason why
you might feel that way is because it was about to come out literally
like in 12 hours, like less than 12 hours, yeah.
Right at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, let's say they leaked it 2 weeks early, and let's say they didn't give us an announcement. Let's say it was gonna be a surprise announcement, but somebody did hack into it, found there, was like, you know what? I figured it out.
Yeah.
Let's leak it. I would think we would have just been hyped and be like, oh, snap.
Maybe. You might be right.
By the way, Rockstar's page has 77 views on it.
77 million views.
I'm sorry. 77 million.
More by the time you watch this.
It's probably gonna be the fastest.
That's like a record, bro.
Everybody is raving about it. Also, we had to stay off of social media for like 12 hours. And it was mad hard.
Yeah, I was just like, I had to mute everything on Twitter. GTA, GTA 6, GTA VI. I had to mute it all. GTA 6 with no space to make sure, because people be trying to like.
Right. Now I did watch the memes. I did see the memes without the spoilers because they were just tweeting.
Yeah.
That was funny to me. But do I think more is gonna happen? Obviously, because this is one of the biggest games
ever
of our decade. Because it's been by the time it comes out, it's gonna be a decade and a half, ish. I'm still gonna buy it, and it's probably gonna get Game of the Year that year.
I don't see any
other game outside of that one topping it.
And think about how much money GTA 5 made.
Right.
That's why they weren't rushing. Like, they were making billions from a video game.
And it was just online stuff.
And I could just keep adding stuff to online. Right. And come on, bro. They were making bread. So I know this online thing is going to be even deeper.
Right.
And even more, like, intense. Because I remember the first day GTA 5 online
drop?
Went live.
Okay.
And my Xbox almost crashed.
Oh,
because like I got kicked off the service because I had class that day. I was in college. You know? I had class, and I said I'm not going to class. Right. I got absences that I saved up. Right. I only used one today. I didn't go to no classes that day because I said I'm playing GTA online all day.
Right.
Told my girl, don't call me.
Right.
I'm playing GTA live all day.
Right.
And it got kicked off the live. I kicked off the stream because it was so many people trying to come on. Didn't work.
Yeah. Nah. And somebody even said, like, by the time my lifespan's over, I don't even know if it's going to even still continue. Talking about, like, the franchise.
Yeah.
They keep taking so many big breaks now.
No, this was the biggest break.
This was the biggest break by far. In the last episode, you was, like, only 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So, but, no, they got to make bank. I mean, I'm buying it for $150, $200.
So, because essentially the next game after this would be in New York.
I'm fine with that.
It's Grand Theft Auto 3. That's in Liberty Cities. Right. Vice City, San Andreas.
Right.
Then Grand Theft Auto 4 was in Liberty City again.
Right.
San Andreas. Yes,
and then Vice
City. So they skipped Vice City. That's what happened. They skipped Vice City.
Okay.
For GTA 5.
For GTA 5.
That's what happened.
Gotcha. Now, the voices, like the actual voices of Franklin and Michael were saying, they were naming cities in terms of doing it. I mean, in the next franchise. One of them should have been Texas, because Texas is a big state.
Ooh.
And it could technically, I mean, you could pick one of the cities, either Houston or Dallas. Not really San Antonio. No disrespect to San Antonio people.
No, he's disrespected you.
But Dallas and Houston, I can totally see them doing
that. Okay, I'm not mad at that either.
Some people, they wasn't mad if they had done it in Chicago as well, like as the next.
I'm not mad at that either.
Because I'm thinking, too, you want to broaden the whole city map.
I agree. Not mad at that.
Now, I'm not mad at the cities, because those are big cities. Miami, yeah. LA, and New York. But I'm just saying, like, in terms of, like, Dallas, Texas, or like a, or Chicago.
Yeah.
Those wouldn't be too mad. So, you know, too bad. Also, I do think they should also do international. Because remember, years ago,
I hope, like, in this game, you can go to, like, to Cuba or something like that. Because it looks, like, very authentic to Miami life.
It does.
It looks crazy.
It does.
So, let's talk about CM Punk going back to the WWE.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
How did you feel about this, Eli?
I'm so happy.
I thought he hated Vince. I thought he hated everything about the WWE.
Vince is not there no more. Mm. Vince is not there no more.
Oh, he's still.
Triple H owns it now. And Triple H doesn't hold as, like, tight grudges as Vince. Because Vince would never let the slide.
Okay.
Him being petty and being
Vince is a hard person. Right,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And he'll put you on a ban list for like it's ridiculous. Now, mind you, this is a money grab because everything had to work out. So CM Punk, I found out CM Punk had issues with AEW.
Okay.
Behind the scenes.
Yes. I didn't know that.
They got rid of his contract.
Okay.
Which gave him the opportunity, and then Survivor Series was in Chicago. Triple H said that he had this plan set up 2 weeks before that announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it's going to be set up, I'm letting y'all know right now, because Malcolm kind of taught me how to jump ahead of the story and figure things out.
I did.
He's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
That's a given.
Okay.
He's going to face Rollins for the heavyweight championship at WrestleMania 40, and it's going to be a main event match because that was his deal.
Okay.
His agreement to coming back was, listen, I need everything y'all didn't promise me back when I was being a man and hold the championship for 434 days.
Okay.
So he's going to beat him at WrestleMania. I'm letting y'all know right now. Okay. He's going to win that. He's going to win it. I don't know how great the match is going to be because he's like freaking 42.
Well, he was always...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Really skillful.
He was, but I'm saying this is a 10-year gap. You haven't been in the WWE, and now Rollins is where you was when you left. So that's going to happen, and then they said that they will set up a match or a rivalry match between him and Roman Reigns.
Okay.
But that's probably going to be after the Cody Rhodes saga. I don't know if Cody Rhodes is going to win at WrestleMania 40.
Oh, he should.
That's going to be
the I feel like they've been doing him dirty lately.
They have been. And then somebody even mentioned, like, on Twitter that CM Punk returning at this point in time might mess up Cody Rhodes' whole storyline.
Damn.
Because they might push him back.
Yeah.
And push CM Punk over him. But overall, as a fan base, I enjoy it. And I do think he's going to be a part-timer.
Like, okay.
He's not going to pop up every week to compete. He'll pop up every major event, like Survivor Series, SummerSlam, and WrestleMania and whatnot.
Okay.
And, you know, and then how is his relationship with Paul Heyman going to be? Because Paul Heyman got three guys now. CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Now, him and Brock are kind of falling out, but still, that's still Paul Heyman's guy. So, you know, it's going to be interesting.
All right.
Props to Triple H for getting that done and putting Ziggler to the side.
So yeah, that's actually cool. So guys, last episode, I think it was last episode, I was pissed about the Kang.
Oh, right.
Jonathan Major stuff. So that is still happening. So the court case is happening. But I'm hearing rumors that they got another writer for the Kang Dynasty movie.
Okay.
Now it's still a Kang Dynasty movie happening, right? That's what you gather.
Off there, Jonathan Majors has a deal in his contract.
Yeah.
The way they can't replace him. They can't replace him.
Apparently, this is a rumor.
This is a rumor.
He has an exclusivity clause to where he can be the only one to play that role because he understands that they have variants of these characters and they might just swap him out for the next one. He goes, no. And then he understood, I'm sure somebody like let him know, like, the Kang character is so many different variants. You can pop up in so many different movies and shows. Like, you know, you want to play all of that. That's money.
True.
I saw a rumor that he was supposed to be in the next Shang-Chi movie.
They did tease him at the end of the first one.
Yeah, with the rings.
With the rings, and then they saw that little pulse. And then that intertwined with Ant-Man and Wasp. Quantumania.
We'll see. All I know is the next time they show Kang, he needs to win.
Gotcha. Okay, technically he did lose that match.
Yeah,
against Ant-Man. Okay.
And then he got stabbed. He needs to win.
He needs to win.
And he needs to win in such a fashion
that where it shows it's you how dominant.
How exactly?
Even more dominant.
Thanos came in and
he did.
Yeah,
he did. He wrecked everything. He literally wrecked everything.
Yes. So.
Okay. So Malcolm's a happy camper.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I'm not holding my breath, but just a little bit. So they canceled She-Hulk.
Yeah, I would.
Good.
Where's the clap button?
Good. That's it.
That is it? Okay.
Good.
No disrespect. I mean,
like, no, the first season was cool.
I was like, I don't know. You know what it was? It was her performance as an actress to sell me on the character.
Okay.
A little bit, because I just was like, okay, I can see where this is going, because she wasn't losing. It was interesting, because she wasn't losing her rage, like how Bruce Banner was.
Yeah, so they.
But then it was like, and then honestly, halfway into the season, I was only watching it to just see Daredevil. Because Daredevil was in like three episodes.
Yeah.
And he popped up. And it was like, okay, cool. But did you, I mean.
So for me, She-Hulk. She-Hulk was an easy watch. Like, there was no real stakes.
It was.
They were joking. It was a very easy,
now, I heard behind the scenes, though, the reason why this did happen was because the rating sucked.
It was terrible.
And they overspent their budget on the CGI and the effects.
And it looked like they didn't spend anything on the CGI. That's what's crazy about it.
Yeah. I did like the last episode, though. Her going behind the scenes and kind of...
It was cool.
Digging in at the writers. But I didn't know at the time the writers was going through their own struggles anyway behind the scenes. That was before the whole writer's strike happened. So, but yeah, it's over. She will be back though, because she's gonna be either in the Hulk solo movies, Saving Bruce, because then now that they have the rights to Incredible Hulk, they're gonna do their own Incredible Hulk solo movie.
Yeah, listen.
And she's either gonna be in Thunderbolts, I believe.
Okay. Okay.
So she'll still pop up. She just won't have her own show.
Thunderbolts, all right. I'm not excited about these Kid Hulk. I mean, these Kid Avengers. I'm not excited about it. It looks trash.
Speaking of that, real quick, they're saying that WandaVision will come back. I mean, not WandaVision, but Wanda. Mm-hmm. And that Agatha, it's gonna start with the Agatha because. One of Wanda's kids are going to be in that.
Oh.
It's rumored that one of her kids are going to be in that, and then that's what's going to intertwine into the new Avengers.
All right. Okay. That's interesting. So I'm hearing reports, we were talking about the Fantastic Four.
All right.
Female Silver Surfer.
All right, yeah. I'm not going to hold you. That threw me for a loop. That threw me off, because I was just like, okay. Why?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm so used to... The only problem I have with them changing it is because it's... You're changing it to characters who are not typically female characters.
I get it. No, I usually have a problem with this one. When I saw the report, I was just kind of like,
okay.
I say it all the time.
And what I mean is, like, for example, She-Hulk, Incredible Hulk, okay, I get that, because that is in the comic books. Spider-Women, Spider-Man, okay, cool. But certain characters, you don't have a female counterpart.
What if?
Mm? Now, mind you, speaking of what if they had done this in the animated series, I would have been following it.
Okay. But so going off that, like, what if, because of Fantastic Four, they do a lot of multiversal stuff like that.
Right.
It's a different Silver Surfer than the one they usually do. It as a guy. This one's a girl, and they got to figure out, well, what the hell happened? What did we change?
I got you.
What did we mess up in the timeline?
I see what you're saying. Because even in the, and I keep bringing this movie up as an example, but Doctor Strange and the multiverse, they did have different versions.
Exactly.
That's true. But as long as she can bring it together, don't fall off the damn surfboard and mess it up.
Yeah, that was great.
I'll be fine.
That was great.
Like, don't do. And don't make it too, I guess, woke-ish.
Yeah, no, you're right. Even though, like, we don't use woke that way.
But y'all know what I mean.
Yeah.
But stick to the material. I'll be fine with it. Are we excited about Fantastic Four overall, like, from what we've been hearing?
Not really.
Okay. I figured that. I was feeling it. I didn't want to say it.
I've learned my lesson with a lot of these Marvel movies. The more hype I get, the more let down I am. So I'd rather just go in blank.
Yeah, got you. And then come up with your opinion after. Okay, I'm with you on that.
Especially with Marvel lately. Because they've been bricking.
Absolutely.
The Boys Mexico spinoff series in the works.
Yeah.
I didn't like this, Eli. I didn't like this.
I'm going to hold you. I don't need it now because we already have a spinoff.
Wait, we didn't talk about the Boys trailer. Boys season 4 trailer.
Okay. Well, you want to start with that
first? Yes, talk about that first. Okay. So, that looks ill, right?
Yeah.
Homelander looks crazy.
Homelander looks like he's about to just get away with everything.
I'm scared of that guy in real life. I think he's really like that in real life. Like, he plays that way too well.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's
intertwining his real life with his character.
I think he does that in real life. But it looks good.
Yeah,
there's a new Black Noir character. So in the comics, spoiler alert, Black Noir, he is a clone of Homelander.
Right.
Who is sent in the Seven to kind of check up on him. Got the same powers. Right. People apparently hate that.
In the comic books, they hated that version.
They hate that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know. When I read it, I was like, okay, cool. Because it was a shocker, like, yo, we got to deal with two Homelanders now.
No, they hate that. And he goes crazy. And then like, Homelander, they hate that.
So this version, they prefer.
So this version, because people were saying, like, oh, please don't do it. Oh, my God, don't do it.
Gotcha.
So they hate that. So apparently, it might be because Black Noir has a mask on.
Right.
So, and he don't talk, so they can kind of have anybody there.
Oh, right, because that was a dad from, I only know him, because I've seen his face, because he made a guest star appearance in Gina and Georgia, the Netflix series.
That was that him?
That's him. You don't know that, Cole, because he's wearing a mask.
No, Eli, that's not him.
It is him. You watched the flashback episode. Look it up.
Eli, you pissing me off.
First of all, I know a little bit more background news than you, because I stay home and watch this all the time. You're thinking of the back. You're thinking of the flashback episode. The flashback. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the actor who is actually in the live action. He was in Georgia. And
oh wait, so the one with the mask on doing the stunts?
Yeah, that's him. Hold on.
You think that's him?
Yeah, that's him. That's him. That's him.
Okay.
From Georgia,
Ginny and Georgia.
Ginny and Georgia. He's the dad.
Don't ask me what I know about that show.
Okay, right. Now, that was a flashback episode. They just picked that character because this was before.
Got it, okay.
That was before the accident happened.
Okay,
before
yes.
Before the accident, he was able to talk.
Yes.
And be, yeah, they just picked a random ass actor to play that role.
Got it.
Flashback. But that one.
Oh, so that's what they got, who's going to be playing him now?
No, he's already playing him. That's the one who's playing him now who doesn't talk.
Oh.
That one is just for a flashback episode.
Got it, see?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah. Did not know that.
That's what I was trying to explain. So I was saying,
okay,
the current Black Noir that we see on the screen, like in the live action,
okay,
it's the one who doesn't talk. And then the flashback episode, that was just a random
episode. Okay. Did not know that. Learned something new.
I am excited about it. Homeland looks like he's going to be on some godly.
Yeah.
Oh, I can get away with a little bit. Okay, no, I can get away with a lot more.
Yeah, because what are you gonna do about it?
Starlight is going to be interesting because her fan base is starting to interact with his fan base.
Yeah, so it's a lot of political
moves.
Political meta. Stuff here in this season, because it said like "Make America Strong Again," something like that. Yeah. "Make America Great Again." What I'm saying? And then they're gonna make it a very political.
And they brought in an actor from Supernatural. The one who was talking to the butcher at the table.
Oh, that was Negan. He was also in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Negan.
Yeah.
But he was in Supernatural. He was John Winchester from Walking Dead.
Gotcha.
And Dean Winchester, who played Soulja Boy, he was in the previous season. So.
Right. So it's gonna be interesting how he interacts. I have no idea who that girl was with the little tentacle coming out.
That looks crazy. Yes.
It looks like Homeland, that might have a little bit of a new love interest with whoever he presented.
I forget her name.
Came out.
Yeah, they're trying to make her like a Starlight character as well.
Right.
Forget what the name was. So The Boys Mexico is supposed to be a spinoff.
I don't need that because we already got a spinoff.
A great spinoff
with Gen V,
yes.
So now y'all kind of just, I get it, y'all trying to milk as much as y'all can. I would have been fine with this after Gen V was over, because then that could have been a spinoff within the spinoff. But then the spinoff, how y'all normally do it?
Like the originals, like Vampire Diaries with the originals and Legacy. Catch me.
Exactly. But y'all trying to now give me two spinoffs, and I'm probably going to just stick with Gen B. I'm going to check it out, but if I don't like it as much, I'm going to just go back to Gen B and rock with that one.
We'll see.
But I get it. You're trying to make money. I get it.
No, you
Squeeze.
You got to do that. So Moon Knight was confirmed for season 2.
Yeah. I had to go back and rewatch season 1.
I have to rewatch season 1. I don't remember anything that happened.
I don't really know if it's that good of a show. Because when I was watching it,
I was kind of bored.
Yeah, it was kind of slow pacing. But yeah. I liked the actor who played him. Because we know him.
Wasn't it Jonathan Isaac?
Yeah.
Really good.
We know him from a lot of other films. And other stuff like that. So I am interested in him.
Okay.
But in terms of the storyline, they need to kind of pick it up to me in the second season.
Okay.
In terms of their pace and in terms of, like, I guess, action sequences in order to get me included. Because there was a lot of too much slow pace. But I understand that because you're trying to build a character from the ground up.
Yeah, but that's what...
Because that's what every superhero movie.
Yeah.
But it's normally movies, though.
Yeah.
TV shows.
Yeah, exactly. And so when it happens over a TV show, it feels longer.
Right.
Do something.
Because in the movie, it'll be 30 minutes, maybe 45, and then the rest of it is...
Exactly.
You're right. So, you know.
Invincible. Did we talk about Invincible?
We did.
They went on their break.
We talked about that. So, my bad. I meant to remove that.
Rick and Morty.
I did like episode 7 with the half baby.
That was from when did they get that from? It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I'm thinking of it, Eli.
I haven't watched
Total Recall.
Okay, gotcha.
Total Recall. Wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger in that? He was, right? Okay.
Okay.
Total Recall. That's where they got that from.
I only know him from Terminator. So anything other than that,
you sound like from Terminator. Yeah, you,
that one was funny. Because yes. I like the summer episodes I actually really enjoy. I'm not gonna hold
She's a funny character.
She's a
yes.
funny character. I like the way it started out. She was starting to become like smart, trying to impress a boy, and then at the party, then she was like, no, Morty, you gotta get out of here. And then the fact that they intertwined into like, it reminded me of that villain from Ninja Turtles with the brain.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I gotta look him up. I'm gonna find him eventually. But
drawing blanks up here, people.
Yeah, drawing blanks. But it was a great episode. I liked that one a lot.
This last one was
You
know what's crazy? Because okay, so they did something like that in episode 2, I believe. If you watch with Ice-T and the Numericons, that was in like season 2.
With the planets.
Yes.
Yeah, that one I was fine with.
But they changed it up in this one. Like, I don't know, like...
Yeah, and it was basically... Okay, it was basically about numbers and letters.
Yeah, like, Ice-T was literal Ice-T.
Right.
And then, it was weird.
But it was just... It didn't hit... Like, the jokes didn't hit as funny. And it was just like... It made me feel like Rick was the prime character of the franchise now. Because this was a private... This was a solo... Morty episode.
Oh, you're not talking about Prime Rick, but you're
talking about... I'm not talking about Prime Rick. I'm talking about in terms of who runs the franchise.
Oh, absolutely. It's Rick's show, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the time, though, we don't... I wasn't really sure. I mean, I'm obvious. I know this for a fact, but like in terms of... They were so good at balancing the two.
I agree.
That when they finally gave Morty his own separate episode, I was just like,
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really, you know...
That's fair.
Hit the same.
That's fair.
But it kind of reminds me of how Rick always complains about Morty's adventures.
He's like, when he's suck,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I need a punch again. He's like, dude, these suck.
So that's good. So you put Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Because they dropped Warner Brothers is coming out with a new Justice League animated movie.
Oh.
Coming out in 2024, and it's called Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Animated is the best, bro. I'm sorry. Animated Star Wars is the best.
But.
Animated.
Yeah, absolutely.
DC is the
Marvel,
best.
Marvel.
Like, it's just. I don't know what it is. It just is.
It looks like. Okay, so if you don't know. The last two previous DC animated films are kind of connected to this, but it looks like they're trying to reboot it because of the way it ended.
Okay, I gotta recheck it.
All basically getting white and basically buried timeline in the game.
Okay,
one the goddamn timeline trying to fix stuff. I'm gonna send you two DC animated films to check out, and it's connected into this.
Okay, bet. I'm gonna check them out.
But the dropping that it looks dope. Especially because we have already watched the live action one on CW.
Yes.
So I'm kind of intrigued on how they're going to. And they can do more superheroes with this because it's animated and they had the rights to a lot more.
CW didn't get enough credit for that.
Right. And yeah, for the.
They didn't get enough credit for that. That was crazy.
Yeah. But once again, Barry messing it up.
Yeah.
With the goddamn timeline.
It's all right. It's okay.
It's what he does, though. It's what he does. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
And that's it.
And that's it. Yeah.
Talked about it all.
Yeah, man. Okay. All right, people.
All right. So that has been another episode of Nerd Talk with Malcolm and Eli.
Yes. Brother Man.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Follow Eli, Disabled is Abled. Watch his podcast as well. Sports podcast. Him and Freddie. They be killing it.
Absolutely. Right? Y'all already know what channel this is on. Y'all watch my dad and brother on that.
All right.
Comment, reactions...
Let us know what you think about all these things. Yes.
Anything else you want us to talk about, and we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.